All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's easy to play and have confidence when the team is playing good, and we have fun out there, so it's good.
Cody, okay. Just saying you guys are harder to play against this season. Just what have you seen going into this? How are you guys harder to play against?
Competing, play together. We do the job for each other, and it's easy to play. We're a tougher team, but it doesn't feel like we put that much effort because we play together, and it's like I said, it's easy to play when it's fun.
Why are you using the stretch passes more? Yours led to a goal. You got Kajula, and it led to a goal. But all night long, it looked like you guys were looking for that. Is it the speed that you guys have that you're looking for?
Yeah, we play with speed, but their team were sitting back a little in the neutral zone, so we're trying to find that stretch and made a forward goal hard. So it worked out, and I'm glad it did.
This the system that Donnie has you guys playing, I mean, how much does that really help you even feel more comfortable in the defensive zone? Do you notice a different difference there?
Yeah, I think the whole mindset, just put pressure. Don't think. Think after you put pressure. So if one goal, you can read off the other guy, and it's easier to play that way, and it works. So
had an opportunity to play with Butcher. How did that feel for you? How did that go? How did Butcher play with you?
It was great. I played on the offside, and I kind of liked it. So we had good chemistry right away, and it was easy to play.
What have you noticed about the way that Kyle is embracing this team, both on and off the
ice? Oh, I love it. He's feeling it right now, and I'm happy for him. He works so hard, and he's worth it. And he's a leader on our team, and he lead the way, and all the young guys are just watching him and take after him. So he's doing a great job.
Rasmus, we've seen over the recent years, when you get to overtime, you're running Jack and Sam out there. They're not here now. What was it like today? You ran Kyle and Zemgus and Victor and Skinner. A lot of different guys got the chance in overtime, and you guys had the puck most of those 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, other guys are getting the chance now, and they're really showing up. So everyone get more confidence when you play out there, and the players we have in the locker room is great players, so it's easy to play with everyone.
John has always mentioned his emphasis on conditioning in a game like this where it takes more than 60 minutes to get the result. How did you guys feel that kind of come to fruition since you had so much puck control in overtime?
Yeah, it's easy to play with momentum. You get confidence from momentum, and it doesn't feel like it's tough. It doesn't feel like you're tired. It's just fun to have the puck, and you're not thinking.
You guys were really controlling play during the third period, but couldn't get that goal across. What was the conversation like, the mood like during that time?
Like I said, we had great momentum. The only thing that was missing were the goals. But we worked hard, and we did everything we could, and we got 2 points, and that's all that matters. Eh?
You're anxious to get your turn in the shootout?
No. We had great shooters, and they show up, so I'm happy.
How good is it to hear the fans get into it as the game goes on? How much does that help you guys?
Oh, it's unreal. It's totally different, especially from last year. But, I love it. It's they're the greatest fans, and I wish they were here last year too. But now they're just unreal. They help us a lot, for sure.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.